WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern stoicism. You know that feeling when life just throws a million things at you, deadlines, traffic jams, social media drama? It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of the present moment. That's where mindfulness comes in, friends. It's not some mystical practice reserved for yogis on mountaintops. Nope. Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the here and now, no matter what's happening around you. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind as a busy highway. Thoughts, worries, anxieties, they're all zooming by like cars, honking their horns and demanding your attention. Mindfulness is like stepping off that highway, finding a quiet spot on the shoulder, and just observing the traffic flow without getting caught up in it. So, what can you actually do with mindfulness? I'm breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you weave this powerful practice into your daily life. 1. Start small. Don't try to meditate for an hour straight on day 1, unless you're a seasoned pro. Begin with just a few minutes each day, focusing on your breath or the sensations in your body. You can even do a mini mindfulness check-in throughout your workday. Take a few deep breaths and consciously notice your surroundings. 2. Be kind to yourself. Remember, our minds are constantly wandering. When you notice your thoughts drifting, don't beat yourself up. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. It's like training a puppy. It takes time and patience, but with consistent practice, you'll get better at staying focused. 3. Engage your senses. This is where things get really cool. Take a moment to truly savor your coffee, notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, or listen to the birds chirping outside. Engaging your senses brings you back into the present experience and helps you appreciate the little things. 4. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful tool for boosting happiness and well-being. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. It could be your health, a supportive friend, a delicious meal, anything that brings a smile to your face. 5. Move your body. Physical activity can do wonders for your mental clarity and focus. Even a short walk in nature can help clear your head and bring you back to the present moment. Ever felt like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? I'm talking about that constant chatter, those worries that seem to multiply like rabbits, right? Let me tell you, that feeling is super relatable. We've all been there, staring at the ceiling at night, replaying every awkward conversation from the day. It's exhausting. Here's where mindfulness comes in. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, drowning in emails and deadlines, and suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of stress washing over you. But instead of letting it take control, you pause for a moment. You close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and focus on the sensations in your body, the rise and fall of your chest, the feeling of your feet on the floor. You bring your attention back to the present moment, acknowledging those stresses but choosing not to let them consume you. See? By practicing mindfulness, even for just a few moments, you can reclaim control over your thoughts and emotions. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and stepping back to observe it with clarity and compassion. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality. It's about living fully in the present moment, even amidst the craziness. Remember, it's a practice, not perfection. Be kind to yourself on this journey. The little moments matter, savor them. And most importantly, keep practicing. Every time you choose to bring your attention back to the present, you're training your mind to be more focused, resilient, and content. You got this. I want to hear from you guys. Share your mindfulness tips and triumphs in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of modern stoicism. Until next time, keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.